We're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. My name is Brandon Peoples, and we've got a nice busy show here today. Got Greg Istone now joining us in studio. Greg is the Riley County Extension Agent Horticulture for K-State Research and Extension. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. It's a beautiful morning to be outside.
Boy, isn't it? And it's hard to believe it's January and we're saying that.
That's what I love about Kansas is the weather is unpredictable, so we do have nice periods. And then we get the colder areas, which are necessary for plant growth. So the pros and cons of the weather is great.
Yeah, definitely. Well, 2018, we've done a lot of recapping here this morning here. We're just kind of getting our feet wet here in 2019 here, but for 2018, how was it for your office?
Yeah, as far as the Master Gardener program, we had a great turnout for our fall training, 19 students, so that was wonderful. It's a way up from normal participation. But those that participated in 2018, they put in 1,442 hours and met with 15,739 people throughout the community. If you want to put a dollar figure to that, just to make numbers look interesting, for volunteers, we use the hourly wage of $24.69. So that creates a value to the community of $35,600 as far as a revenue that you don't see, but put a value on that. But more importantly is their interaction with residents here in Riley County and making their gardening and quality of life better. So we really encourage that. That's up a little bit from previous years, so that's encouraging. And with this new class, we should be able to reach more people this coming year. So look forward to the gardening season and working with our volunteers. Not paid, and they're just showing their love of gardening with others. So that's great.
I've heard some about the Master Gardeners program in my previous role in Emporia, but maybe for those who don't know, can you just kind of explain what the program entails?
Yeah, it was originally started in 1972 out in Seattle, and so the purpose there was to reach more people through the Extension program using volunteers, which is a model that Extension's always used with 4-H, and you think of other programs that we do. And so in 1988 was the fall class for the Master Gardeners here in Riley County. So this is completing 30 years of the program, and they just have an interest in gardening, so they go through some classroom settings. So this fall, starting in September, if you're interested in being a Master Gardener, we'll have you fill out an application and see if the schedule works for you. But they go sit through 48 hours of basically an all-around short course on gardening, and the goal is for them to get active in the community and help share their knowledge and their resources with fellow community members. And so they do that in various ways. One of our bigger outreach programs is our garden tour, and so our 31st will be on June 9th this year. It's a Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5, and the Committee of Master Gardeners have worked with the site hosts and will continue to do that, and we have 5 private landscapes that will be on the tour, and proceeds go back to the University Gardens. The first class back in 1988 looked for a project to help that program grow, and so proceeds of the garden tour help with the project there at the University Gardens.
Excellent. Well, as far as gardening is concerned, would you say young people are interested in gardening maybe as much as the older community?
I think we've gone through different stages. There may have been a generation there that weren't as interested in gardening as others. And the challenge we have right now is with the busy lifestyles everybody has and continues to have, that there may be a generation of there that didn't get that kind of training. And so the Master Gardener program is perfect for helping out, spread the word. One of the other programs, many of the things that Master Gardeners do, but one of them is working with our classrooms, fourth grade classrooms in many of our area schools. We do a salad garden each spring and help those students learn to grow vegetables and eat those vegetables as well.
I understand we have a caller on the line here, so let's take them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
What an early start to spring. Out on the internet with all the recalls on the vegetables and the reports of Roundup on everything at the grocery store except for the broccoli, they say this is going to be the big year of the kitchen door garden. And I see all over town now we got 25-cent bags of seeds and 39-cent bags of seeds. And, oh, boy, howdy. You know, in Michigan, the most popular class for gardening and horticulture is the growing of marijuana. if we could get the hemp classes started, we'd be one step further along. Thank you so much for being here and talking about it.
That's a great prelude to one of the classes we have coming up on Saturday, the 19th. This is a 4-H project day, and we're going to have any interested youth that participates in this program. We need to have you register on our website at riley.ksu.edu. But at 10 a.m., we're going to teach the principles of growing vegetables, in particular indoor plants, getting an early start on spring. And each participant is to bring a container. We're going to fill it up with good potting growing media, and they're going to plant their salad bowl so they can start some lettuce and radishes and onions and spinach. Of course, this time of the year, we have temperature and light issues outdoors, so we'll need to do that in an indoor environment. Fluorescent light will work fine for these type of vegetables. The new LED lights will work just as fine. So we're going to be teaching the youth that are interested on growing some of their own vegetables, even in this kind of dormant period that we're in. As long as you have some indoor space to do that, we can control the temperatures indoors. Salad gardens don't really want warm temperatures. You know, indoors we may want to be around 70 degrees, but for these crops, 60 would be nice. So if you have an unheated room or a basement or something like that, can be done.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and talk more gardening tips here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by